Joining us on the line this morning is Vota Kellerman. Vota, I'm sorry to have abused you with that terrible, terrible music, but you know, it does set a tone, if you know what I mean.
Thank you for having me, Howard. We're very glad to be on here.
All right, so you've had the most incredible and continue to have the most incredible musical journey here in South Africa, and you are definitely one of the people that have put South Africa on the map music-wise for all the right reasons. Was this a dream of yours? Did you want to go in this direction, or did it just evolve as opportunities presented themselves?
No, it was actually definitely a dream. When I left school, I wanted to study music, but we didn't have money, so I had to study something that I could get a bursary for. And I could get a bursary for engineering because my other talent is maths. So I studied engineering, and then I had to work back for Anglo American for a number of years to pay back the bursary. And then after that, I had kids early, and it was I swapped over to music, but it was I didn't make enough money to support the children, and I had to go back to engineering. And every few years, I would convert and try it again in music and not succeed. So that took about 20 years of trying until my kids were grown up. And
then you said it's enough. Now you're on your own.
Yeah. And finally I could, in 2006, 2007, I started writing my own music and doing music as a full-time career. And finally I was able to succeed, financially making it as well in the music scene. So it was a dream that was many, many years in the making.
And in terms of the South African angle, because you really have in many ways put South Africa on a global stage, was that part of a vision, or did you just have this need to showcase the talent that you saw?
It was also part of a vision because, South Africa, when I started traveling and performing overseas, I really came very strongly under this impression that, and I realized how amazing South African talent and South African music and South African culture is, that we just take it for granted if you've grown up in South Africa. Mm. But the depth and the value of it is absolutely incredible. And I realized that this is something that has to be exported, and that message has to be, sort of broadcast all over the world. And that's been part of my mission, is to send the good energy that South African music has and to send it overseas.
It was interesting to me. One of the things that I was wondering, we grew up with South African music. It's in our hearts. It's in our soul. But I was wondering, when I was watching the Ndlovu Youth Choir in front of a global audience, I was wondering how much of what part of it for them was the story, the emotional part of it, and how much of it was the music itself. And as a producer, you must have been, you had to have thought about this, because would you have chosen a very, very African, South African piece, or did you need to choose a piece that they could relate to but bring in an African element? This must have been a deliberate and quite difficult decision to make as you went through that process.
Definitely something we thought of. But what I realized when we started traveling to the US is that somehow the music that we make so many miles away is understood by people all over the world. There's a kind of a roots element that people instinctively can grasp, so that on the one hand, so you don't really have to do you can do your own music, but on the other hand, people like familiar tunes, and that's not just overseas, that's also in South Africa. you know, if you've heard a song before, you're going to relate to it better. Mm. So it's kind of a worldwide thing. So, you know, I've always, in my own music, I write my own music, but I also play other music that people have written that maybe people know better. So a combination of those two, I think, works.
Mm. I mean, you mentioned growing up, you wanted to follow a career in music. Was your family musical?
Yes, my mom played a bit of guitar, my dad a bit of piano, but not specifically. But they were very encouraging. You know, when I was 10 years old, they took myself and my brother to a symphony concert and asked us which instruments we'd like to play, and they really encouraged us to practice and to take it up. So, you know, and I just fell in love with the flute from the start. It was just an instant connection from when I was 10 years old. And so since I was 10 years old, I've been playing the flute pretty much every day.
I was going to ask you if you still play. I mean, obviously you still play, but if this is something, you know, you're so involved in many other areas of music. Do you have time, or do you take the time to play yourself?
Yes, I still do my scales and my long notes and my training every day. So I very much keep, you know, that classical background, the way I learned, which is kind of the backbone, the technique that everything else is based on. I definitely keep that up to scratch, and I feel I'm still improving. So
that's amazing.
I take the time to play, and also for me, it's a meditation. You know, it's kind of breathing, peaceful sounds, a peaceful focus, which is a kind of a daily routine that keeps me centered. So even if nobody ever listened, I would still do it just for the meditational aspect.
Amazing. And you're involved this year with the sound of a celebration.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful project. You know, it's artists all over the world, and these I'm collaborating with these learners from the John Wesley Community Center, and we're playing a song called Malaika. I think it's a well-known song.
Of course, absolutely. One of our favorites, certainly.
Yeah. So I'm performing with my band, which is Dela Tamin on vocals, Fresh Makgene on bass, on percussion, David Klassen on drums, Luke van der Merwe on guitar, Tebs Asedumedi on bass. And then the learners from the John Wesley Community Center on marimba, and it really it's been amazing to put that together, and it's going to be a beautiful concert because it's artists from all over the world, and the theme is social cohesion, and just the fact that there's so many people from so many different cultural backgrounds, I think helps that. To send that message.
Absolutely.
So it's on Sunday at 5 p.m. And people can go to educationafrica.org to book the tickets. It's 85 Rand. And they can either watch it on Sunday at 5, or it's online for a week. So that ticket that they buy allows them to watch as many times as they like.
Okay, I didn't realize that. That's brilliant. That's really, really great. And it certainly sounds so absolutely awesome. Well, I really, just commend you. I'm a huge fan of so many of the things that you have done and of your work. Wouter Kellerman, thank you for taking the time to chat to us and just keep doing the magical work that you are doing.